Listen to every episode of Stokely and Zach on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank and the 20K Good Business Giveaway. Submit a video explaining how your business does good by October 24th for a chance to win $20,000. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest.
Well, it's tough, but, you know, that's the perfect, you know, cure for this. You know, I mean, we've lost four in a row. Have a chance to play in 4 days. And to get a win, that's important for our team. But we have to go back to work, and we have to get over this and move on to Arizona.
Can we be there? And we are here. Don't have to think about it right here, right now. Whew, stoked.
Sun's out, baby.
Sun is out.
Now we are back to the weather that we're used to here. Last week, overcast, drizzling the whole first half of the week. Now it's back. All right, I'm in a better mood this week. Yesterday was not obviously didn't help, but I'm over it. What's up?
No, I was going to say I used to, for 6 years, cover a football program, and no matter how bad the loss was, the coach at the time, Bob Ford, he would say, I can promise you one thing. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. And, you know, a lot of times no one wanted to hear that.
Right.
But just sort of as an illustration of, look, this stinks. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah. No, it really does. It's you know, it's frustrating. So many mistakes out there that just cost you football games. Remember what I told you? My late, great first wide receiver coach in the NFL told me, and I always remember that, and I always will pass it on to whoever I coach.
The toe tap.
The toe tap. You saw DT with the toe tap, right?
I did. You know what? You know what? Good call.
Right.
Back of the end zone.
Yep. Yeah. Catch it, and that last one, you know, that back foot, just tap it. Bam.
I didn't think he was going to get it down, but he did.
Oh, yeah. I knew he got it down. There was no doubt.
The tutelage.
I taught him that. All right? There was no doubt that thing was going to get down. But he taught me, and his message was this, and I forget everything that all my coaches ever tell me for the most part. But this stuck with me, right? This stuck with me, and it always will. Because, you know, when he said it at first, I had to think about it for a little while. I had to ponder it, right? More games are lost in the NFL rather than won. Okay, and I've said that before, and I think you made
sure.
fun of me.
No.
I think that was you. You did make fun of me.
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right. Well,
I made fun of you. Before,
well, you made
not
fun
for
of
that.
Me. Well, you made fun of me because I said that was one of my lasting memories of like the things that I learned from my coaches, and it holds true. Look around the NFL. Look, teams just give away games. They just give it away. Emmanuel Sanders, what are you doing? You know, I mean. You just can't do it. You can't get up in any era in the NFL, unless it was the 70s or mid-80s, and start pointing in somebody's face. That is taunting.
Can't do it.
It's just what it is. You're going to get a 15-yard penalty.
Isn't it the definition of taunting?
Yeah.
You're taunting your opponent after you scored a touchdown on them.
And then he says the league is getting soft and, you know, whatever. I mean, like, just take ownership of it. You shouldn't do it. The league's not getting soft when it comes to that stuff. I mean, that was so obvious that, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? But things like that, that's what I'm talking about. Those types of things, they lose you football games. You're just giving a football game away. The Rams, you know, they ran the ball well. They did enough to win the football game. But the Broncos just give away football games. They just hand it away. And so that's why it's just so frustrating to watch their football games. Because they have enough talent to win. But for some reason, they can't put it together for four quarters. Too many mistakes.
The Emmanuel play will stick out for me, you know, a couple years from now. That will be like how I – what do you remember about the Buffalo game last year, week 3?
I remember the fake punt, and I remember Von Miller with the fake handshake that extended their drive. And those are the two things I remember.
And that's the one that I was looking for, the second one, Von Miller. There's these pieces of games that, of course – a game is not won or lost on any particular play. You play for 60 minutes. You're going to have, you know, 11 to 13 possessions. There's a lot of plays there. But that will stick out to me. And I said it to my wife in the moment. I tweeted it in the moment. I said, somehow, some way, those points are going to come back and harm the Broncos. That's just the type of season that it's been so far for the Broncos.
And in most games, they do. You know, in 90% of NFL games, you leave 4 points on the board, they come back to bite you, especially when you're playing a really good football team. Listen, the Broncos aren't a great football team. So you have to do all the little things right when you're not a great football team. You can't lose football games. You can't have costly penalties. You can't turn the football over. You can't have penalties that are just foolish penalties. You can't do those. You're going to have certain penalties, right? You're going to have a holding penalty. You're going to have a PI. But you can't have penalties that you can control, like that one with Emmanuel Sanders. And you leave 4 points on the board when you're playing good football teams, it will always come back to haunt you.
And Emmanuel said after the game, look, I've been in this league 9 years. I pointed at guys. Show me another play where you got in a guy's face and it wasn't just a 1 point, like, gotcha. It was a point. You are jabbing your finger toward his face. You walked toward him. And you know what? I got to say this too. You could do just about anything other than that. Yeah. Do a dance. Spike the football. How about this one? Maybe celebrate with your teammates.
I don't care what you do. I really don't care what you do. I don't care.
Just don't do that.
Right. Just don't get a penalty for taunting. You just can't do that. And then the fact that it was a double whammy because they review it. And oh, by the way, it's not a touchdown. So you get a 15-yard penalty from the 1 yard line.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? You just can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. You just can't. And it's mind-boggling is what it is. It's
a lack of discipline. It's a lack of maturity. It's a lack of being aware of what the moment entails. You're down 6-0 because your defense did a terrific job of keeping those Rams out of the end zone, something that basically no one else has been able to do until yesterday. And you're about to take a 7-6 lead, I believe. Now, again, there was a 60 more plays after that, and we're going to get into those too. But I believe the ripple effect that had on the game, it changes everything.
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does. You have momentum. And if you're at the 1 yard line, I felt good that they were going to be able to punch it in, find a way.
Of course.
To get the seven. But you got to understand what's on the line. You're right. It is selfish. That's what it is. You're thinking about yourself. And you're not thinking about your team, a team that's struggling. And I love Emmanuel Sanders. He brings energy. He brings passion. He plays his heart out. But you got to be smart. You got to be smart. And those types of things like that, when you let yourself get caught up in the moment and early in a football game like that, will cost you games. And in the end, you look back and you say, oh, those 4 points would have been nice. Now, happens? Who knows? But you can't leave points on the board against a good football team.
Period. And then you talk about, and again, penalties weren't the sole reason that the Broncos lost. Emmanuel's flag wasn't the sole reason the Broncos lost. But when you have multiple penalties that take you out of scoring range, those are the other type of penalties. Now, it's not the full-on self-infliction of a personal foul like Emmanuel's, but that being said, you're going to have those penalties, like you said, Stoke. But the backbreaking kind, where you can't hang points because you're now backed up, and we've just seen it too much.
Yep.
Yesterday's loss. Did the Broncos get out coached? And Vance Joseph, does it all come down to Thursday night for Vance? We'll dive into that next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 in a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/businesscontest for more details.
Yeah, I'm free. Free
I mean, really? I mean, really, Fox? Those producers were leaving their fingerprints on the football game yesterday. You're not following me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What? Give it to me. What?
No, no. Fox went to break. First of all, going to break with music, with lyrics, isn't terribly common. It happens. But after the Case Keenum pick, they go to commercial replaying the pick, playing Free Falling.
Really?
Two series later.
But did Slayer put him up to that?
He may have. He may have. Two series later, maybe even the next series, Keenum misses, I think it was Hireman High. He missed a lot of people high. But he misses someone high, and they go to break with the Fray in Over My Head.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is purposeful. Okay.
Stink.
Oh, Stink and Dick Stockton did a great job yesterday. You know, outside Dick Stockton calling the Denver Broncos the Denver Nuggets, which was classic. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I didn't hear any of the audio.
Steven,
stuff.
Do you have that audio? Okay, he's going to track it down. I mean, this is like in the beginning of the game. Like they're running out of the smoke, and it's like Von Miller's like, the Los Angeles Rams play the Denver Nuggets.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, whoa, that'd be an interesting matchup.
Oh wow,
we got Feed Jokic.
I did not hear that.
Oh my goodness. By the way, NBA season starts in 2 days.
Okay,
excited.
I could care less. I'm trying to get this football season back on track.
Well, starts Thursday. Okay, and in a roundabout way.
Is that my rundown? Seriously.
Mm-mm.
Who took it?
Just keep track of your stuff. I don't know.
The undefeated Rams take on the Denver Nuggets. Coming right.
Go Nuggets!
No, the Nuggets.
Yes.
There we go.
There it is.
It happens.
Does it?
If I'm doing something like that, yeah, that's why I got his back. I do that stuff all the time.
Oh, Lord. Thursday night, I almost, in a roundabout way, am thankful that the Broncos are playing Thursday. Okay, so this doesn't have a chance to stick in our craw for longer than it needs to. Okay, this Thursday, Arizona Cardinals for Vance Joseph, Stoke. Let's start there. Let's start with Vance.
Okay.
Is Vance Joseph coaching for his job Thursday night?
Yes. Yes. I believe so. If they can't beat the Arizona Cardinals, who are they going to beat? I mean, look at the schedule. Who are they going to beat? They just lost to the Jets. Who are you going to beat? What are you going to do? I don't see a team on here that you're going to be able to beat. I just don't.
After them, it's Kansas City on the road.
Yeah, I Houston at home. You got the Chargers on the road. You got Pittsburgh at home. I mean, so I think he is. I think if you lose, you have to move on from Vance Joseph. You're on a 4-game losing streak. That'll make it 5. You just lost to the Jets and the Arizona Cardinals in 2 out of the last 3 weeks. You got to be able to get your team up to play on the road and play opponents that you should beat. And you didn't do that 2 weeks ago. And you know what? You see the game against Kansas City. You see the game against the Rams. It's like, okay, there's something there, right? I mean, this team is talented enough to compete with anybody, especially at home. But you have to do a better job about going on the road against teams you should beat and getting your team ready to play football. And they haven't been able to do that.
They haven't been able to do that for years now. Literally. It has been a couple years since the Broncos won a game on the road that mattered. And the fact that that's an actual statement, we highlighted this a couple weeks ago. The last time the Broncos won a game on the road that mattered was Sunday, December 4th, 2016, where you beat the Jags 20-10. And then the Broncos went on to lose their next 3 games. And they ended up winning that week 17 game against the Raiders, finished at 9-7 instead of 8-8. But that December football game. So we're talking years now. We are totally synced up on the take that Vance Joseph, it's a very bottom line equation here. You win, you get to coach the following week.
Yep.
You lose, you're out.
Yep.
It's a week and a half before your next game at Kansas City. That'll be enough time to make a change and introduce whatever needs to be introduced or what have you. But to me, it is incredibly cut and dry. You can't have 5-game losing streaks in the National Football League on the heels of having an 8-game losing streak the previous season. You're already at 4 games. This is 25% of your schedule. This would be like a Major League Baseball team losing 40 consecutive games, an NBA team losing 20 consecutive games. This is where we're at.
Yeah. Not good enough. You got to find a way to win this game, because if not, then you have to make a move if you're John Elway. It's the NFL. You had a 5-11 season last year. 8-game losing streak. It was a complete disaster. You couldn't get things fixed when they got off track. And right now you start, what did we start? So 2-0?
Yeah.
Right? And you've lost 4 in a row, 2-4 now. And if you lose to the Arizona Cardinals, you have no other choice but to move on from Vance Joseph.
It's the reality of the league. You know, you could argue that, too much blame is being laid at Vance Joseph's feet. You could argue that, you know, they played pretty darn good football in 2 of the last 4 weeks against Kansas City and against the Rams. But it's not fair. This is the life that these guys chose. It's just a fact of the matter.
It's a bottom line business. Either you win or you don't. And if you don't win, you get fired. That's the way the NFL works. All these coaches know that and realize that. And right now, they're not winning enough. Playing good and playing competitive games is not good enough in your second year after coming off of a 5-11 season. Now, if you're in your first year and you were 5-11 last year with a different head coach, and then now you can say, oh, okay, you know, hey, we're making some moves in the right direction here. We're playing some competitive games, but not now. You're in your second year. You got to have things figured out by now, and you got to win football games. You either win or you don't. And that's the bottom line. It's either, you know, one on the W side or one on the loss side. And there is no orange slices. There is no pat on the backs. And they just haven't gotten it done enough the last year and a half. And so he's coaching for his job on Thursday night.
It ain't horseshoes.
And you got an opportunity to go out there and win it. Win it and you stay.
Sure.
You're playing the Arizona stinking Cardinals on the road. Okay. With a rookie quarterback, you need to have your team ready to go. It's a short week. You got some things working against you. It's a short week on the road.
The Cardinals are a 1-5 football team.
Exactly. I also saw a team that was struggling this year with a short week on the road go out there last Thursday and get a W.
Who was last Thursday's game? I forget.
Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right.
You know, that team was struggling. Super Bowl hangover, whatever you want to call it. Now, they played a bad New York Giants team, but what do? They took care of business. And that's what the Broncos need to do. You're playing a rookie quarterback. Joe Woods, he's fighting for his job also in his play calling responsibilities.
Now, since you brought him up, if the Broncos played on Sunday instead of Thursday, I believe Joe Woods, the news would have been broken by this time today that Joe Woods would no longer be the defensive coordinator. Because we're making history here. We're making history.
Not in a good way.
For all the wrong reasons.
But I got Joe's back here on this one. Where are you going? Okay, so I got his back. Now, I've been critical of Joe Woods and, you know, he's on a short leash here, but I got his back on this one.
Okay, so is Vance Joseph not the only one coaching for his job on Thursday night? I cannot wait to hear this. We'll get to it next. Joe Woods, defensive coordinator of the Broncos. It is my thought that if the Broncos played Sunday instead of Thursday, that would be the first head to roll. That Joe Woods would lose his job. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But you have a sentiment of sticking up for Joe Woods a little bit here.
I do in this case. I said he was fighting for his job against Kansas City, so let's just get that straight.
Sure. Right.
You know, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, against Kansas City at home. I said, if they don't go out there and perform better. And you said, oh, that's a tough task, right? You remember that conversation?
I do.
They're playing the Chiefs, and they went out there and played good. How did you back that up? It was awful against the New York Jets. Absolutely awful. Now you look at it against the Rams. Okay, now we knew this was going to be a tough game. Probably the toughest matchup for the Denver Broncos, more so than the Kansas City Chiefs. When you look at what Gurley can do, you look at this offensive line for the Rams, okay, and then you piggyback that with their defense, which is a lot better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's for sure. Chiefs about to give up the, on pace to give up the most yards in NFL history, by the way.
Okay.
Just a little side note.
There we go. That's a good side note. So, you knew going into this game, it was, I mean, what do you do defensively? That's the problem that you run into. And I know this because, listen, I played on some bad offenses. I played on a really good offense in Indy. So what were defenses going to do to us to stop us? Okay, we had a passing attack that was very dynamic. We had a really good tight end, and we had some really good wide receivers. But we also had the edge in the backfield, Edgerrin James. How are you going to play us? Are you going to play us in nickel when we go three wides? Or are you going to stay base defense? And when teams went nickel, okay, edge, this is you, baby. Right here, boom, 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 boom. Pound, 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 okay? So you look at the Broncos, they had to pick their poison in this game. Are you going to try to take away the air raid? Or are you going to try to take away Gurley in that running attack? And I think they leaned more towards taking away the passing attack, which they did a good job. I mean, 201 yards from Jared Goff, no touchdowns.
50% completion.
No touchdowns, one interception. So you got to give credit to Joe Woods in that secondary for coming out there and playing a good game. And if you look at the overall picture, 23 points. That's the bottom line. You held this team to 23 points. That's a win for this defense in my mind. Okay, yeah, you can look at the stats and say Todd Gurley got 208. Okay, he got 208. That's fine. How many points did that team score? All they scored was 23 points. Okay, well, we got a chance to win this football game. If I would have told you before you left early in the week last week, if I would have told you.
I don't work Fridays anymore.
Right, yeah, you're out. Fridays, ah, who works Fridays? That's when you know you're big time. Fridays off. Knuckles on that one. Congrats again, though. Hall
Thanks,
of
man.
Fame, baby.
That was
fun. We'll get into it here in a little bit. I got to hear about the weekend. But first thing first, if I would have told you before you left, we would have held Jared Goff to 201 yards throwing, zero touchdowns, one interception, and they would have scored 23 points, what would you have said about Joe Woods?
Way to bounce back.
You had a great game plan.
Yeah.
So.
And they sacked him five times. You throw that right in the equation, too.
Exactly. So you're going to give yourself a chance to win. And I'm going to say, great job, Joe Woods. Now, look, the run defense, okay. It's got to be better regardless if you got six guys in the box, seven guys in the box, two guys in the box. It's got to be better than what I saw because it was 7 yards, 6 yards, 20-something. 12, 7, 8. I mean, it was just bang, bang, bang. I mean, every time he got the ball, I don't know why you would do anything else. I just kept turning around and handing to him.
So
before guys were touching him, he was getting 4 yards.
So that's part of one of my criticisms of Joe Woods. And by the way, everything that you just said, I agree with. There is a ton of truth jam-packed in everything that you just said from the start of your assessment at the top of the segment. But if you're Sean McVay and you watch the Broncos against the Jets 7 days before they play you and Isaiah Crowell looks like Walter Payton and Bilal Powell looks like Emmett Smith and I know I have Todd Gurley, you know, it's one of these things where, and you're right, it is a pick your poison scenario, but if you can run it, why would you do anything else? I mean, another 200-yard rusher? And maybe I'm misplacing my frustration.
Look, Joe Woods deserves criticism for some previous weeks. But I don't think this game is pinned on Joe Woods. I'm not going to put this one on Joe Woods. I just can't do it. But I'll tell you this, though, to piggyback that, he's fighting for his job against Arizona. Okay? Because I'm not going to, if I'm Vance Joseph, I'm not going to allow this team to go from the Kansas City Chiefs and the way they performed that game, and then they back that up with the awful performance against the New York Jets. Okay? And now you go out against the Rams, and look, it wasn't perfect. But they did the best job you've seen anybody do against that passing attack and against them scoring points. And I'm not going to let them follow it up the way they followed that performance up against Kansas City like they did against the Jets this week against Arizona. It's just not going to happen. It can't happen. So, you know, this game, once again, is on this coaching staff. Like I said, it was against the New York Jets. It's on this coaching staff to get this team ready to play. It's a short week. You got a lot of things working against you. You lost four in a row. A lot of adversity. It's on this coaching staff to get this football team ready to play. I don't care about the situation. I don't want to hear it. Either you get the job done or you don't. And that's the bottom line, especially in this situation, because if you don't get the job done, heads will be rolling. And Joe Woods is in that category. That defense has got to go out there and flat out dominate Arizona. Okay, they can't let them off the hook like they did the New York Jets.
Who's the Cardinals running back?
David Johnson.
He's pretty good.
He's really good. Really good running back.
You cannot by any means necessary. It's already the first time in the history of the sport, which, golly, I feel like we've said that.
The history?
It's an NFL team has never allowed.
Never?
Never allowed ever, ever, ever back-to-back 200-yard rushers.
That hurts.
As a team, the last time an NFL team allowed another to run 250 yards on them in back-to-back weeks, it's 2011. You know, nearly a decade, better part of a decade. So I'm with you, though. I am with you that the fact that you, for the first time, held the Rams to under 30 points. I mean, the Rams had put up 33, 34, 35, 38, and 33. And you held them to 10 points below their previous low. Let me say that again. The Broncos held the Rams to 10 points below their previous low. And going back to your scenario, if you painted a picture and said you're going to sack Jared Goff five times, he's going to throw for 200 yards, he's going to complete 50% of his passes and not throw a touchdown, and you mix in a pick, man, you want to know what? And people call me crazy. I didn't think that was too far out of reach. I picked the Broncos to win. I thought they were going to pull this off.
And that's concerning to me as your partner.
Mm-mm.
That you did that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You cannot talk to me about picking games.
That's very, very... No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You don't need to pat yourself on the back anymore, okay? But that was very concerning to me.
I put up 12 this week. It's a station high.
It is.
And we're going to pick them again.
You can't help yourself.
I can't.
We are going to win it again. I got 11.
You got
12. And so we
those
just,
are the two highest numbers on the station.
The domination continues.
It's really unbelievable. Wait until you see this week's interview.
Look, this game and this loss was on the Denver Broncos offense, not the defense. It wasn't perfect. And, you know, you had some chances to get off the field that last drive and not let them kick that field goal. Right, and keep it a one-score game. You had him on third and short, and Pecco once again has him in his grasp, the running back, just like against the Jets, and then there's nobody to the party. And I think it was Gurley escapes it and gets that third and one. And it might have been a three and out if they would have stopped him right there. And obviously that drive continued. And the other thing that bothered me, you had him third and 13. I don't even want to get in that right now because it's on this offense.
The okay. 13 to Cooks.
Who was it?
When
was
Todd Gurley picks up the blitz?
Yeah, and the screen pass? The quick screen, the DT play? No, this was the last drive. The 3rd and 13 to, I'll tell you who it was to. It was their last drive. Third and 13, golfed short left to Robert Woods. They're at the 27-yard line, okay? And, you know, they showed the play and you know, Stinks like drooling all over. Look at Whitworth, you know, just maul people. And it's like, okay, yada, yada, that play. All right?
Gotcha.
That one. And since we're here, I'll go here. But it reminded me of the Oakland Raiders game last year. What did we do in that situation? We went cover zero.
Oh, that's right.
We went cover zero. No disguise, nothing. And Oakland completed it last year to seal the game, to finish it off on a third and long.
I remember that.
And that's what the Rams did. Their field goal kicker just missed that field goal. And you had them in a situation where it was going to be a long field goal. It was going to be a 44-yarder if you would have got off the field right there. No chip shot. Okay? And what do? You go cover zero, and I'm watching. I'm like, oh, here's cover zero. I mean, there's no disguise or nothing here. Very, very obvious. Okay? And it was right after, by the way, it was right after a timeout. Okay? And you let them off the hook. You let them off the hook. What do teams do against cover zero that when they're usually successful? They throw the quick screen outside. What did the Pittsburgh Steelers do to Antonio Brown? They threw that little short pass, and he goes to the house. Okay, play coverage every now and then in those situations. Make them earn it. Don't give them a cheap, easy throw out there. So defensively, you got to be aware, especially when they come to a stack alignment, that they might throw that quick screen. And that's what they did. There was no awareness. Boom, first down. They run another couple minutes off the clock, kick a field goal. Game is pretty much over. But this one wasn't on the defense. This was on the offense.
And
got to do better. Can't kick field goals. Got to score touchdowns. All those things. Just can't do it. Can't have dumb penalties, Emmanuel Sanders, that cost your team 4 points. You got to be better offensively. And that's what's really disappointing to me today is this offense. With all the weapons that they have, and they have weapons, they're not playing at a higher level. I expected them to start slow, and I was fine with that. But now we're week six. It's got to be better. It's got to be a lot better than what it is. And I don't know what they got to do to change it up, but they got to figure something out. Too much talent to be playing the football that they've been playing here as of late.
And that's why I said maybe I am misplacing my frustration from Joe Woods, because the – you know, anytime you say, hey, first time this has ever happened, you know, you say, wait, how, why? You know, how are we the first ones to ever let this happen? But at the same time, we actually, you know, peel back the onion a little bit. You held the Rams to 23 points. But the Broncos, for the fourth time in
six... Can we start peeling back anything else? Can we come up with something new there?
You don't like peel back the onion?
Eh, no, we've used that a lot. Well, you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with something new. Can we peel back the orange?
See, but the thing is about the onion is it's got layers.
Well, let's find
that's
something
why
else
it makes
with layers.
The...
I know, but just let's go with something else besides onion. Just moving forward, just for a little bit. Like, give the onion a couple weeks. Can we?
Let me think
okay,
about what else
think
has
layers. Okay, just think about it.
303-713-1043.
Help Zach out here. You know what, let's give it a break, right? And then after like a 2 or 3, 4 weeks, and you come back to it and it's fresh again.
Reintroduce it.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Right. Hit me up on the RamosLaw.com text line. What else can we peel back that has layers? It's got to have layers.
Right. It's got to have layers.
It can't be a banana or an orange.
Layers. Multiple layers.
Oh, artichoke.
Okay.
It's got all those leaves.
Yes.
But when you start peeling back the artichoke.
Yes.
And
good one. High five or knuckles. That was really awkward.
That was right classic there. White guy.
Yeah.
Miscommunication.
Yeah. Okay, knuckles,
there we go. Knuckles.
I prefer that anyway. Dirty hands.
When... You are such an idiot and a jerk. When you start to peel it back, you say, okay, no, you actually did a pretty good job. I know the optics of giving up a 200-yard rusher is not good enough, but for the fourth time in six games, you can't score more than 20 points. And this has got to develop into a more broad conversation about Bill Musgrave and Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. It just is simply... At the half, the Broncos had 3 points. That means six.
And they started with the football. They had the football to open it. So it wasn't like, oh, well, they were limited on their possession because the Rams started with the ball in the front. Nope, the Broncos did. 3 and out.
and they scored 19 points against the Jets. That means there was six NFL quarters where you mustered 19 total points, four against the Jets, first half against the Rams. In 2018, you see what's going on here, right, league-wide? In 2018, you can score 18 points in a quarter. You can score 19, excuse me. You can score three touchdowns in a quarter. Teams do it. And I'm not saying that's the expectation, but by any means, you cannot go six quarters and total 19 points. And I don't know if it's I do know Case Keenum and he's about to lose his job, and we're going to talk about that in here in a minute. He's about to lose his job if he doesn't get right, and I mean get right in 3 days from now.
Yeah. Joe Woods and Vance are all in the same boat.
They're all in the same boat. But at the same time, Bill Musgrave, I think it's time that we got to start taking a magnifying glass over what we're asking Case Keenum to do. Because there has not been a football game that the Broncos have played this year where Case Keenum has attempted less than 33 passes. I mean, these are his passing attempts. 41, 51, 33, 34, 35, 39. 233 passing attempts in the first six games. I tell you, I did not think that Case Keenum was going to struggle the way that he is, but I also didn't think that they were going to ask him to do as much as they seemingly are Sunday after Sunday.
Yeah, some of those situations you're playing from behind. The last four games you've lost, you've been behind, except for the Chiefs game going into the fourth quarter. So you had to throw the ball. You know, you just have to when you're behind multiple scores in the fourth quarter. You can't sit there and run the football anymore. You just can't. And part of it is also you're having trouble converting third and shorts. So when you're having trouble doing that, then you don't want to get in those situations. So you're like, oh, well, forget 4 yards and 4 yards. Now we're third and two. We don't complete it, and we're off the football field. Well, now I'm going to take my chances with throwing it. So I think it all kind of goes hand in hand with why Case is throwing the football so much.
3 of 10, by the way, yesterday on third down.
Yeah, there you go, right there. I mean, the third down efficiency has been awful.
If it wasn't for the Giants, did you watch that Thursday night game?
Went
15 consecutive third downs without a conversion.
Oh, my goodness.
You got Troy Aikman on the broadcast going, I've been around football a long time. I've never heard of that.
Wow. That's hard to do. That's hard to do in the NFL. The bottom line is that they have a lot that they need to fix offensively. The one bright spot is their running game. But for whatever reason, it's not equaling points in production offensively. You think that it would. When you got two really good running backs, that it would open up the passing attack and play action. You'd be able to score points.
Denver's a number one team in the NFL in yards per carry. 5.3 yards per carry. And this is still not making sense to me. We talked a little bit about this last week.
I'm looking at their attempts compared to all these other teams, and it's not that much lower. I mean, they got 30 less than the Cowboys, who you figure would run the ball a lot with Zeke, right? Look how you did that. That was really cool. How do you do that? Like, blew everything else out and just the rest.
You just take the left part of the mouse,
yeah,
click it and hold it down and drag it over it.
That's really cool. Anything else you got cool to show me?
You know what? I didn't realize that was cool. I guess if that's cool, I guess I got a bunch more to show you.
No, but you look at some of these teams and Denver, yeah, they're running the ball well, but it's not like when you compare it to the Cowboys, what did I say, 30 or so less than the Cowboys, compared to who has the most attempts, the Rams?
The most attempts is the Rams, 183 carries.
So that's 43
so far.
More. Broncos have 140?
Broncos have 140, yep.
Yeah, so 43 more than the Broncos, which makes sense. Because, listen, that football team is what? What's their record?
6-0.
Right. So they're winning a lot of football games. So what do you do when you're winning? You run the football. They blew out the Arizona Cardinals. Gurley didn't even play hard, I don't think, in the past the third quarter. You're just running the football in those situations. So compare it around the NFL. Their running attack isn't like, oh, they're not using it at all. They're not giving these guys attempts. They are. This is a passing league. It's set up to throw the football. Memo. Take advantage of it. And that's what the Broncos aren't doing. It's hard to sustain drives on the ground.
This is a passing league. They have weapons to throw the football. They got to take advantage of it, and they got to do a better job of it. We're 6 weeks in. It should look better.
It should. It should, but it's not. It's just not. And that is the hard reality that, you know, we talked in the off season, and you know, we looked at the numbers from 2017, and we looked at the, you know, points per game for the Broncos. The Broncos a year ago, when we talk about points per game, were the 27th ranked team in the NFL. Okay? So a year ago, the Broncos were the 27th ranked team in the league in points per game. Where are we at in 2018? They're the 26th ranked team in points. And don't necessarily, you know, because you're averaging 20 points. Last year you averaged 18.5, but everyone's averaging more points. It's about where right. you rank. And you are a bottom seven scoring team in the league. Only the Giants, Raiders, Jacksonville, Titans, Cardinals, and Bills are worse. Man, Buffalo not even putting 13 points on the game on the board per game. Oh my gosh. You see them roll Peterman back out there? Josh Allen had to come out.
I mean, look, this guy keeps getting rolled out there. He's costing himself a lot of money. I mean, you can't even have him as your backup anymore.
Right.
He's got exposed way too many times. Pick six.
Pick six. Game.
I mean, thanks, Nate. I mean, seriously.
And Buffalo's winning the game. Like, right. It's seemingly in hand, late fourth.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Poor guy. I mean, you can't put him out there anymore at all. No. He's done. You got to cut him. You got to release him. You got Derek Anderson now as your backup, and the Nate Peterman sideshow is over.
It's almost kind of funny.
Buffalo. It is. It's unbelievable. Goodness. The guy can't throw a pass without it being intercepted.
Yeah.
It's like it's unbelievable. Look, there was one play that I almost jumped off the beanbag couch that I sit on and watch the game.
So the beanbag couch?
Yeah, I got a beanbag couch. Big old beanbag couch. Love it. That's where I watch NFL Sunday football.
That got hurt your back after a while, no?
No. I move. I don't just sit there for 7 hours. It's great. It's great. Love it. But I almost jumped off the couch and went all UFC on the TV because I just couldn't believe what I saw.
And what'd you see?
I'm going to tell you. Next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 and a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/businesscontest for more details.